We are learning with Sechta Sukkah, Daf Lama Beis Lama Beis, and we are beginning around 8-9 lines down from the top by the two dots. It says in our Mishnah, what's the shear, what's the size of a lulav? It says, lulav shesh by shloshet tvachim, kedelin ne'aba is kosher. That's what our Mishnah says. That's the shear. So Gemara is going to discuss the shear of the lulav now. Omer Avida Mashmur, and the shear of other minim also. Omer Avida Mashmur, shear hadas va'arava shloshet. The shiurim of a hadas and rava has to be 3 tvachim. The height has to be 3 tvachim. The lulav, arba. And lulav has to be 4 tvachim high. Tvachim, lechumra, you have to assume they're around 4 inches. So the hadas and rava have to be around 12 inches long. And the lulav has to be around at least 16 inches long. Today, why need the lulav to be taller? Because the lulav yaitzim hadas tapach has to go above the hadas tapach. Why does it pick a hadas, not a rava? Because we know a hadas is always higher than a rava, so it means from the hadas has to go up a tapach, therefore it should be 4 tvachim. It's not enough the leaves go up a tapach. The shedra is a lulav tzarech shiyim hadas tapach. Every lulav, if you look at the back of it, there's a spine, you can see the spine. So that shedra, it has to be 4 tvachim tall, the shedra itself. In order that the shedra itself will be above the hadas and aravas, 1 tefach. And that's what we paskin, that the shedra itself has to be higher, has to be 4 tvachim. Means there has to be 16 inches, just the shedra of the lulav, not the top. It's a big shiloh at the bottom of the lulav, which shedra doesn't start mounting at the bottom either, it has little leaves. That's a big shiloh, you count from there, from the bottom of the lulav, or you count from where you see the shedra. But like upon him, this man the Yama holds, you need shedra of 4 tvachim. And the first man the Yama holds, no, we count the leaves as well. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, this cash will be on both man the Yama. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, lulav is just by gimel tvachim, kedela nearby, you have 3 tvachim, in order to shake it, it's kasha. So what do you see from here? All you need is 3 tvachim, and we just have 4 tvachim. After the Gemara, ema, ukedela nearby, kasha. You need 3 tvachim plus a shaking area. Not a tefach shaking here. And market is lay. One man the whole that tefach is leaves, and one man the whole that tefach is shadra. Another Toshma, shir hadas by rava shloisha, lulav arba. The Brachta says that shir hadas by rava is 3 tvachim, lulav is 4 tvachim. My lab, bahadi alan. Sounds like pasha means with the leaves. Loi, levad ma alan. Has to be 4 tvachim besides for the alan, which means the shadra itself has to be 4 tvachim. That's how you can answer. It's not right either man the yama. But the Maisa, we paskin like Rab Yechanon over Shmuel. Zogtumar Avaita, Gufa. Shir Hadas va'arava shloisha v'lula v'arba'a. The next Gemara is going to go bring a chaylik on how tall the minim have to be. And it'll be a shayla how to say it. How's Rav Tarfin saying it? We'll have two pshat in Rav Tarfin. So let's see. Gufa. Shir hadas va'arava shloisha v'lulav arba. The shir of hadas va'arava is 3 tvachim, and lulav is arba. Rav Tarfon Oima va'amas bas chamisha tvachim. It has to be an ama 5 tvachim tall. A 5 tvachim ama has to be. So it sounds like Rav Tarfon saying, 3 is not enough, need 5 tvachim. Ama rava, what are you talking about? Sharle marle Rav Tarfon. Hashem shav rachmona said Rav Tarfon. Hash to avos to find a hadas mishulish. Avos means like plated. It's like there's a design. Hashta avos shloisha, you can't even find a 3 tvachim tall hadas that's kosher. You see people looking at hadasim for hours. You get 3 now bas chamisha, but you want a 5 tvachim one? That can't be. So Gemara says that you're learning Rav Tarfon wrong. Because also Rav Dimi Omar, ama bas shisha tvachim, aseya said bas chamisha. What Rav Tarfon is saying, he's saying a kashtigal remez. He's saying you are saying 3 tvachim. And you're using regular tvachim. You're using regular tvachim, a usual amma, 6 tvachim, you're using regular tvachim. Rav Tarfon tells them, by the way, you make believe the amma is 5 tvachim, which makes increases the tvachim a fifth bigger. So he says like this, Rav Tarfon tells Tanakam like this, amma bas shish tvachim, aseya sa bas chamisha. Take a 6 tvachim, make it into 5 tvachim. Say mehem of those tvachim shloish lahadas, 3 for hadas, v'ashar lulav, and another tefach lulav. Kama havalu, how much is...
The amma always stays the same?
No, the tefach always stays the same, actually. Just as mechleik is amma 6 tvachim, amma 5 tvachim. But here it doesn't mean literally, it means a remez. He's saying, take a 6 tvachim amma, and make it into 5 tvachim amma. Which means, you're going to make the tvachim bigger. You're going to make them a little bigger. That's all it means. Just saying, his way of saying is, these tefachim you need for hadasim gotta be bigger. They gotta be bigger, as he's saying. How much bigger? 1/5 bigger. So Gemara figures out the math for us. Gemara says, he's telling this, Kama havalu, tlos lo v'tlos l'chumashi. If you need three tefachim hadas, it's 3 3/5, because each tefach is 1/5 bigger. So if Tav is telling Tana Kama, no, you got to do it with an amah bas chamisha tefachim, which means that the tefachim are a little bit bigger. That's what he's told him. So that's right now. What we're learning is Rav Tarfon knows 3 tefachim is not enough for hadas. You need 3 tefachim, 3 1/3, 3 3/5. That's how big it has to be. Basically, 3.6 has to be the size of the hadas. Freit the Gemara. If that's true, that's Pshat Rav Tarfon. Then we have a kasha. Kasha the Shmuel of the Shmuel. Hocha Omer Rav Yudam Shmuel Shir Hadas va'arava shloisha. In one place, Shmuel says we paskin that Shir Hadas va'arava is shloisha. V'hosam, and over there. Omar Rav Huna Omar Shmuel Lach Rav Tarfon Pasuk Rav Tarfon, which comes at 3.6. So it's a stira. On one hand, he says Hadas is a shear is 3, and another place we say Pasuk Rav Tarfon, which is 3.6. We're like Doc. It wasn't a tactic. 3.6, 3, same thing. Right? The Gemara, no. Ain't with the mean like Doc. When they say like Doc Lachumra, like Kula Mi Arminu. He said 3. That sounds like a Kula because it's really supposed to be 3.6. That you don't do like Doc. Lachula Mi Arminu like Doc. So Gemara says you're right, and he also Rav and Omar. It changes what we said from Rav Tarfon. It's the opposite. Because Rav and Omar, Amas bas chamisha tefachim, asei oisa shisha. So Rav Tarfon is tying like this, like where Rashi explains. Rav Tarfon says, you know, you're right. It's a half of, the hadas has to be half of an amma. But not a half of an amma of 6 tefachim, a half of an amma of 5 tefachim. What Rav Tarfon is really saying is, it's sufficient to be 2.5 tefachim tall. That's how much it is. That's enough. So how big is the hadas? 2.5. Okay, but so if said kasha the Shmuel Shmuel, because Shmuel said a pasuk of tarfon which is 2.5, and all the hand says you need 3 tefachim. And the more like duck, v'hainu l'chum l'duck. He wasn't duck l'chum. He said 3 tefachim. Really, 2.5 is enough. Don't Rav Huna Mashmua, Loch Garab Tarfin, we pass the Garab Tarfin. So the final comes out is Rav Tarfin August, the final Pshad is Rav Tarfin August on Tanakama, holds a 2.5 tefachim is sufficient. He says like this, Ba'amas Bas Chavish Tvachim, that he said it's half, you're right, it's half, but a half of a 5, not a half of a 6, which is 2.5 tefachim tall. Zok the Mishnevai, that's the end of the Sugya of Lulav, we covered a lot of Lachas of Lulav, now we're going to go to Hadassim. Zok the Mishnevai, the Hadassim. Hadas ha-gozul v'ha-yovesh posel. The halacha is that a stolen hadas and a dried out hadas is posel. Shel ha-sheir of shiron adach is also posel, because that has to be burnt. So therefore it's posel. It means that ha-sheir is a v'ezara tree, and iradach is a city, a did of ha-ezara. You have to burn everything in that city, it's posel. Nikdam roishoy, if the top of the hadas got cut off, doesn't mean the leaf. It means the actual branch of the hadas on top got cut off, or nifritzu alav, or if the leaves fell off. Sometimes hadasim have these grapes on them. And if the grapes are more than the leaves, it's pasul. Halacha is pasul. Why is it pasul? Because pasul more later on sounds like it looks funny, and therefore it's not hadar. If you took them off, it's kosher, because now it's hadar. But now I'll do it on yontiv. Why not? Because on yontiv it's a tikkun. Even maybe it's not called toilish, because it's not attached to the ground anymore. But it's a problem of tikkun kli on yontiv. You make it into kosher hadas, that's why it's pasul on yontiv. Something more about it there. First, we have to establish, how do we know it's what we call myrtles, hadasim? How do we know anaf eitz avos is hadasim? Don't say hadasim in the Torah. Tana Rabbana, let's talk to Bryce. It says in the pasuk, anaf eitz avos. And we darshan from that, anaf eitz shanofaf choifim es eitzai. The leaves cover the branch. Ve'ezehu, which type of plant is that? Hava'im ezeh hadas. That's the hadasim, the myrtle branches. Maybe it's branches from an olive tree. There also, the leaves are very big and they cover the stem. So like the avos leka, it has to also be like the word, English word is like plated. It means if it's like, looks like it's woven a little bit. It looks like a chain. It's like they're on top of each other and they have a pattern. That's what it means. Mazesa is just big leaves. It's not no pattern to them. So like tomorrow, if it's a pattern, emadulva. Maybe it's a chestnut tree. That's how Rashi learns. Tosfos actually argues he holds a chestnut tree does not have such leaves, but that's how Rashi learns. The emadulva. So more no, beinun anafa chayfin is eitzah. Good, that's plated, but it doesn't cover the eitz. But luckily, it doesn't cover the wood. So there actually is a shari tshuva in Tafresh Mein Vav in Hilchas Hadas that says, let's say you have a hadas. It's beautiful. It's mashul shmamish to the top. It's beautiful. But between every set of leaves, there's space of wood. Zokta Marktia is puzzle. Zokta Shari Tshuva, it's on Sif Gimel Top Reish Mem Vav, says, Kos of Marakatsia, Hadash Shein Alam Shaloi Roish Shazeh, Megil Uksh Shazeh, the leaves don't reach the next leaf, Puzzle. He says, "Kol shekem zeh de'afina mikra de'beinah anaf of chayfem es etzai." Neither anaf of chayfem. First, it's like lulav. Also, we just learned by Sinai Barzal has to reach it. It says, and especially here, it says anaf etz avos. Therefore, has to cover it. The Bikur Yaakov argues, but Lamai said that's what Shari Tshuva learns. Ve'ema herduf. Maybe it means a certain branch that's called herduf, which is a thorny branch. And or it's a poison branch as well. So maybe it's that branch that has both mylas. It's plated and it covers it. It's not because it'll hurt your hands. Rashi scratches your hands. Rava mamahacha emes v'ashol mahevay. A different pasuk. Emes v'ashol mahevay. And since this is a sam hamaves, it's poison. It's not emes v'ashalim. And that doesn't make sense. That's what Torah is saying, telling you to bring. So Tomaravaita. Tana rabbanon kalua kemin kliya. The leaves of the hadas have to be woven like a weave. V'day mishal shalas. It's similar to a chain. Zeo hadas. That's what hadas is. Lez Yaakov Omer. They dash the word avos, the first Tanakama. Lez Yaakov dash the word anaf eitz. Anaf eitz avos. Eitz shetam eitzer pirishava. The stem tastes like the leaves. Havayim is the hadas. That's the hadas. Tana l'tar b'raisa. Eitz avos kosher. V'she'en avos is possible. If it's woven, plated, it's kosher. V'she'en avos is possible. If it's not woven, it's possible. Hechidam avos. What does it mean, avos? What does it mean, woven? Amrav huna. V'hu dekaima tlasa tlasa tarfe bikina. Rashi learns it means that out of each opening in the stem, three leaves come out of each one. That's what Rashi learns. But Tais says you cannot find such a hadas like that. Out of each opening, three leaves come out. So Tais learns it means on one level, all three come out on the same level. Rav Kahana says, no, I feel a terei v'chad. Even two come on one level, and one lower is kosher. Or if Rashi learns it means two out of one opening, and the other one goes above it. Akapanim, it's a machlekes if you have the three and one kina or two and one. Rav Acha Breda Rava, Mahada Trei V'chad. He said, Dafka look for Trei V'chad, even though three is kosher, but you Dafka look for Trei V'chad. Walker Rav Kana said it. Hovin off a Kapu Rav Kana. Omle Marba Arema Rashi, Abba, Lahush Adas Shaita Karle. That, he says, my father calls that Adas Shaita, and that's not kosher. And how do we paskin? We pass like Taisus. It says in Shulchan Aruch, and Tof Reish involved Gimel, it says, first of all, it covers its wood. The stem goin shloisha alim al yoser begivel echad and one givel and one row. Amoishnei alim v'shav azekanegazav alah shlishi the third one lamayel mem ain za avos. Ava nikra hadas shaita. It's called hadas shaita and it's possible. Zokter Amal possible pilv shas and tchak. But there are just to speak this out. That's not brought down here in the Shainim. We have a lot of the Heintig Apaiskim, like Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach, Rav Shlomo Miller, they all hold that when it comes to Mesulish, if you look at it and it looks Mesulish, that's enough. It doesn't have to be, you don't have to go to the measure with a magnifying glass at the same level. If it looks like the same level, because it makes sense, that's called a Das Shaita. If you have to look at a magnifying glass, Steve, it's not, that's called a Das Shaita. That's called a crazy Hadas. That's not called great. It looks like a regular Hadas. It's only if it, from far away, it looks like it's not even, that's called Hadas Shaita.